that you boars and ghouls keep coming back for more. You must be gluttons for punishment. Well, I guess you bloodsuckers enjoy being repulsed. You're loyal to the gore. Well, that's good. We don't want any dead wood in our fraternity of fright fans. That just happens to be the subject of our first nauseating novella, a nasty little bonecracker titled Old Chief Wooden Head.
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? Ned's back. East Society Podcast, 31 Days of Horror. Mike's here tonight with me, and tonight we're going to do a commentary track for a film that came out in 1987. This is the horror anthology Creepshow 2. You guys all know that Mike and I are both native. We're indigenous to this land. We just had Indigenous Peoples Day, so everyone out there, all you natives out there listening, right on. This one, it was funny. It's still funny now, but when it came out, I was like, all right, is this what Hollywood thinks of us? I mean, nothing against Stephen King. I mean, he's a true master of horror. We love him. His stories are, this is a story written by Stephen King, and this is Old Chief Woodenhead. It's the very first story in the film, not the wraparound, but yeah, I mean, this it is what it is. It's entertaining. I really love the story. I love the character. It's this one stars George Kennedy, a Dorothy L'Amour. Holt.
Holt McCallany.
Yeah, him. he plays Sam Whitemoon. We'll get to him in a minute. Darn Harvey as Andy Kavanaugh, and David Holbrook as Fatso. And then there was Philip Dorr. No, wait a minute. Where's the... Some of these guys are just named as Indian 1 and Indian 2. Matolbi Napoleon was Indian 1. That's just what it says. And Tyrone Tonto was Indian 2. And what was... What's his name? Old Chief Woodenhead, the guy that was in them, was Dan Kimmon. Ben Whitemoon, Frank Salcido, I think that's Salcido. His name. Yeah, him. He's Ben Whitemoon. I want to say he was in Star Trek: The Motion Picture. They show him really fast. I think that was him.
What's his name's grandpa? And did you ever see Best of the Best 2?
I know I saw the first one.
When they went to the res to train with Sonny Landham, with Billy Bear.
Yeah, that was him. It says right here, Best of the Best 2.
Yeah, he was Billy Bear's grandpa.
Okay. He was the native gentleman in Star Trek: The Motion Picture. It just says Enterprise crew member. They show him really quick in the film, if you guys remember that. I know a lot of you Trekkies or Trekkers didn't really care for that first movie. I love it for what it is. I mean, it's a Star Trek movie. I watch it from time to time. Yeah, he was in that movie. So, because I remember when I first saw that movie, I was like, oh, well, those Indian guys in there? And they were, yeah, so I thought it was really cool. But all right, everyone. Yeah, so those are the main players. The main people are Ray and Martha Spruce, George Kennedy and Dorothy L'Amour, and Colt McCallany. How do you say his name? Colt McCallany. He plays Sam Whitemoon, and he's the main Native
antagonist.
He's quote unquote.
Yeah, he's the main bad Indian.
So we're just gonna
the devil in denim.
We're gonna give you a little commentary track this episode. I don't know how long this episode was. I mean, it's not very long. So, all right, we're starting on, I don't know what mark this is. It's different on both of ours, but it's right when it says directed by Michael Gornick. So, okay. 1, 2, 3, play. It's still with the wraparound story. I think this is the intro to the creep or the creeper. No, it's called the creep.
The creep.
Did Tom Savini do the voice for him, or was it just him when he was in the back of the truck?
It was just him when he was in the back of the truck.
Okay. Well, yeah, okay. I don't know.
I'm turning mine all the way down. I've seen this enough times in other dialogue, but mine, the one I got on YouTube that I'm watching right now, mine's in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
But I pretty much know what's going on.
Can you hear mine?
Hold on, let me turn my phone up.
I don't know, but
no, I can't. But go.
Anyway, so we're in the res somewhere. I don't know where we are. It says Dead River, Arizona. It's a fictional town. And we got George Spruce. What the hell was his name? Ray Spruce. His little general store, and he's out in the front. He's fixing up Chief Woodenhead's war paint, but it was one of those towns that it was there. It was like the main highway, but then they built a new highway. So everyone's just like, don't even stop at this town anymore. Maybe only if they had to for gas, but it's one of those little towns that just made major highways kill. So, but I remember when I first saw this, I was like, whoa, I didn't know who was in this. And I was like, whoa, George Kennedy. Cause if you've seen all the airport movies and all that, and
cool.
Yeah, and Naked Guns.
So,
but I think this was before Naked Gun. Or was the first one in the 80s? I don't remember. But
no, this is before. Naked Gun was 89.
All right.
Yeah.
Because this was, I know that I was, 87. Duh. But I remember in the summer of 88, I went out to my uncle's house in New Mexico. Junior's dad's were at his house, and they didn't have cable or satellite or anything. They had like a couple videotapes, and this was one of them. Creepshow 2, as well as Mannequin, for that awesome film. And we watched these like constantly, like all summer. But Creepshow was the one that I always went to because I just love horror films. And and I remember just laughing at it at the time. I mean, I tell my friends to watch this, and they're like, dude, what? I mean, other than, but that's how Hollywood was, man. When they had natives in the film, even way back before any of us were born, there was tons of native actors out there, but they would just get white guys and put long black wigs on them and kind of darken them up and put them out in front of the camera.
Yeah, like Mel Brooks.
Yeah, and Chuck Connors. I think it was Geronimo or whatever the one of those movies. But yeah. But George Kennedy, man, he's cool. I've always liked him in stuff. I remember the airport movies are the first things that I've seen him in. But yeah, these guys, they're just in their little general store trying to just live.
You know who George Kennedy always reminded me of?
Who?
Remember my buddy Rob Rowley?
Yeah.
This is like totally Rob Rowley in the future. This is how he's going to look in about 10 more years.
Did he become a sheriff?
He became something. I don't know. Became something, but stayed a racist. Yep, I said it.
Oh, man. But, yeah, because right now, I mean, in the film, they're at least Martha Spruce, she just wants to sell the store and retire because of the town is just it's a dying town.
It's dried up.
Yeah, and they're not making any money. So he's still living the glory days of this. What this town was booming and everything, but
yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Yeah, this is when we're introduced to Benjamin Whitemoon. He's Benjamin, across the street.
Benjamin Whitemoon.
Yeah.
He's about to drop the most mispronounced Navajo word ever.
Do we need headbands to fit in?
Hell yeah, dude. You've got to keep your bangs out the way in the desert.
Well, I mean, at least did. Keep wanting to call him George. Ray Spruce was nice to the local natives. I mean, he had his own little store and gave him credit when he needed to. But Martha
was Abraham Lincoln until he hung a bunch of them.
Well, Ray didn't hang nobody. He was good. I mean, old Chief Woodenhead saw the good in him.
Yeah, but so, Chief Woodenhead, if you look real closely, like he keeps moving.
Yeah. Oh,
jeez. Yeah. Yacht, hey.
We need a hat like this.
It even says in Spanish, Yacht, hey, Jefe Woodenhead.
Yeah. We need a vest like that, too, like that dude in the back.
No, I want vest. The hat.
Oh, see, like look that. At, yeah, that guy. Yeah.
I like how he stands. Watch. Watch when he goes inside. He does the Indian stance. Here we go. The student stance.
Oh. Yeah. He's just standing there crossing his arms.
Students.
I mean, at least, I mean, I like this. I mean, Ben Whitemoon, he was trying to just do right.
Yep.
Cause that's what Ray did, man. He always gave them credit. I mean, kind of like a pawn shop. They would bring stuff in, and he would give them food or supplies or whatever they needed. Martha was the one that was like hating on him, like, why do you do this to them? We're not even making no money.
When's the last time you had a paying customer?
Yeah.
Isn't it this one too? You got to look for the ashtray. That was in the first one. Remember in the first
is it show? Is it in this story or is it in?
I think it's in all of these.
I want to say it's in the last story. I think. Unless it's in all of these. I don't know. I guess we're going to have to look.
Dang, look at that.
That's bank, dude. Turquoise.
Yeah. Especially their shells.
Not that extra, extra bright stuff you see on the side of the road. Now, this is like the real, real turquoise isn't as bright blue or whatever color that is. But
like real turquoise looks dirty.
Yeah.
So it looks all dirty. Some of it's kind of like has green to it.
I had a ring, turquoise ring. I don't know what I did. It's around there somewhere.
Yeah. I wore some turquoise earrings to the wedding this week. I lost one.
Uh-oh.
I guess someone needed it, so.
Because right here, Ben he brought in all this turquoise and stuff. Basically, he got something from each family that owes him money, and he said, "Here, we want you to hold this until everyone's debt is paid, and then you'll give it back." But the good man that Ray is like, "No, nah, man, I can't take this." But Ben, he's like, "You know what? It's all right. It's not good to." To basically argue with natives. I mean, when the elders tell you something, you got to do it. You got to listen. So,
yep.
I like that. And I think right here was the part where Martha kind of realized that, all right, they're not savages.
They're not beggars.
Yeah. I mean, because that's what I liked about this story, man, before the horror turned got into it, but I thought it was cool.
When you used to watch this at your uncle's, did they laugh at the words or any of the words? Well, you know, Yata, hey, that's the, but what did he call it? The Aline?
Yeah.
Is that right? You know more Dene than I do.
These guys aren't Navajos, so I don't know.
I wonder what they're supposed to like. That's the thing, man. These horror movies never differentiate tribes
because
sometimes specify
in these films. I mean, they'll just because you're native, and then they try to teach you the words, or they go, well, just go ahead and speak whatever language you know, because they. No one knows, but then we know. I mean, like in the car. I mean, the old little she was supposed to be Navajo woman. She wasn't. She was Lakota.
The little Lakota lady.
Yeah, because Geraldine had to teach her how to speak Navajo, and then she said it was too hard.
But they
should have just said, "Go ahead."
Yeah, when you heard that little Lakota lady talk, man, she was hitting it right. I see. When I first saw it, I thought she was Dene, but when I watched the making, I was like, oh, okay. And when we talked to Jerry, she told us that.
Yeah, she told me. I was like, wait, what? but I did love this part right here when after Ben walked out and said, Kone to Chief Woodenhead, and you see him nod. And then Ben just like, whoa, I'm out. Yeah. I thought that was really cool. I like this. I wonder. I know this isn't a real statue, but I wonder where it is, or is it like all fell apart somewhere? Yeah, you can notice he's always moving.
You know, as a collector of action figures, man, that's one NECA should make.
Yeah, they should. They make everything else.
Right. Creepshow comic book in the back. Ah, there he is.
There he is. Damn, man, you got Indian friend and he's still talking shit. Racist shit. This guy's always an asshole.
Yeah. That dude in the back always reminds me of Ips.
Did he say white eyes?
Yeah.
Shut up, white eyes.
That's a dope wig, though.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there. All right, everyone. Those of you that are all my non-native listeners. I have yet to see anyone with hair like this. I mean, I'm sure Holt, I mean, no, nothing. I mean, he just did what he was supposed to do. But I would love to meet him and talk to him about this. I mean, I know it was a job, but how do you feel about it now?
Hey, man, it's a paycheck with his green eyes.
Yeah. Well, I think he was half. I wasn't too sure.
I don't know. I mean, he looks...
Oh, he's got his... His Levi's jacket, no shirt. That's another thing. All the natives that I know, I have yet to anyone that walk around like this with no shirt. And I have long hair, and I cannot walk around like that at all. I always pull my hair back.
He, you know, like knowing a lot of different fools from tribes we grew up with, like, I've yet to see a Southwest native built like that. Tall and slim, six pack showing.
I haven't seen anyone I know don't look like that.
This is awesome in Spanish.
Yeah. I mean, this is, I mean, all right. I mean, you're not supposed to rob anyway. All right, you youngins, don't rob and steal. It's just work for yours. I know these guys were leaving because they came in here to rob or take stuff. So because they were on their way to Hollywood. I don't know why everyone wants to go to Hollywood, but all right. Well, that's right. He was gonna go be a movie star.
That's right, man. His hair is gonna get him paid and laid. But I never understood like why they're just breaking shit in this store, like.
And. I mean, Ray knows them all. He knows he knows him. He knows him. Yeah, was that his uncle or was his grandpa?
His uncle. His uncle just dropped off the Hard Rock Candy. See, like, that's just unnecessary.
Here.
I don't understand. I like when he says, ain't just fucking around here. Sam, get over here.
There's 100 million women out there.
Right here, I like this part. 9 years to be grow this hair, man. Not just fucking around here. Oh, dude, it's a perfect sync.
Oh, you can hear it?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, man. Yeah, they darkened him up. His face, his whole chest, everything. Makeup, whoever did makeup had their work cut out.
That's an old school shoddy, too. It's got a hammer in the back.
It does, huh?
So that, yeah.
Like I was saying, I mean, these. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I finally got that. The Creep Show book? Yeah, I wish it was the original one. Not the reissue, but I finally got it. I was at a FYE and I said, oh shit, and I bought it because I'd never seen it anywhere. But, what I was saying is these Ray and Martha, they know everyone's family. So it's not like. If they didn't, spoiler alert, if they didn't kill these two, I mean, they were going to go straight to the law and say, all right, it was your son, and your son.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. Unless they went in there like, look, we're coming. We're going to kill him either way. But I don't know.
God, that's crazy. It's like George Kennedy in this episode, you know, it'd be funny to be on set. Like he just stands in one spot the whole time. Like these guys need to move around. He just stands there. One more step and blam.
He didn't even need any of this.
Yeah,
he came from a rich family.
And blam!
Yeah. What is that? I mean, they got a little bit of money. They didn't get money. Well, then again, back then gas was hella cheap. So, but. Yeah, I didn't realize. I mean, they didn't snacks. I mean, that's about it. I mean, you didn't go in there and leave the place with thousands.
Yeah, they just grabbed beer and chips, smokes and road beers. Be quick,
Diet Pepsi,
licorice and blow pops.
I'll see right here. So that's bad medicine right there.
Yep. Cursed the whole crew.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he deserved everything.
That hat.
Well, 10,000 was a lot then. But even still, even if you went and tried to sell it, they're not going to give you 10,000.
Yeah, especially if you go to Pawn Stars. We'll give you like $10.
Yeah.
Oof.
Oh, man, that would have blew out the whole her whole side. Yeah. Didn't even blow a hole in her sweater.
Oof.
Look at that acting.
Yeah, she would have came apart.
Yeah, she was that close, too.
And right here, too.
Yeah.
Boom, he would have a big old hole in his chest.
Yep. It would have just sprayed.
Look at fat stuff.
It would have hit him too. So the way that shit spreads, man, boom, it would have got him.
Especially with his barrel. He's got a short barrel.
Yeah.
That spread would have been wide.
He's ass out now. I mean, even if Chief Woodenhead didn't come, he's done for.
Yep.
Don't steal from your elders, everyone.
Damn, his hair is perfect.
Look how stiff it is.
I know, man. Out of all of us, when all of us, our whole little native crew saw this, that's all we talked about was his hair.
I don't know any native with black hair. This dark, dark brown, yeah, but his hair is black.
Black. Yeah. And I got to send a shout out to all the native actors that are in their 50s and 60s that don't dye their hair.
Yeah.
And keep it real. Get gray. Like, have some wisdom.
That's me. Man, I kept it real. I don't dye it, my friend. Why don't you dye your hair? Because I keep it real. Damn it.
Yeah, for real. I mean, I still have a full head of black hair or dark hair. And my beard's all salt and pepper. Yeah, look at. I never noticed he's got a bear paw on his shoulder. He's got that bear claw. That bear paw. Dang, spill half their groceries.
I know. Like, is no one around?
The shotgun got that Dirty Harry 44 mag sound. This where he really fucks up right here.
Oh, man.
Shotgun Woodenhead.
We can talk shit about the red, man. Don't act like one. It's just dumb.
The hair, man. And he ran over the cupcakes.
I like this part. When he comes to life. You guys haven't seen this. It's on YouTube. Or if you got Amazon.
The creepy eyes. I never liked the wooden statue eyes, the way they do the eyes. It scares me.
I like how he just comes alive, man. But if he was true solid wood, man, it would have been creaking. Look, he's already got cracks in it, but you can clearly see it looks like rubber.
That's good makeup, though. Like.
Yeah.
That's a good.
Yeah, whoever did this. I like how he dips his fingers in there.
And paint.
Puts on his war paint.
His war cry is dope, too.
Yeah. So I was wondering, why is he moving so slow? They're just mobbing down the roads, holding a shotgun in the front seat. Well, it is Arizona. It's open carry there. I don't know. They might pull you over if you're just riding around with a shotgun in your hand in the front seat. I don't know. Any of you guys in Arizona, let us know. Can you do that, or will they pull you over?
You used to do it a lot of times in Oakland.
I don't think natives in the Southwest had headdresses, but who am I?
Girls.
Yeah. His eyes look scary there.
Yeah.
See, Fatso heard him. He knew it was coming. And look, man, I'm a fat guy too, but man, I never tuck my shirt in my pants.
Faster, don't care.
Hell no, he don't care.
About to get his chicken nuggets on right now. That's what I always thought they were.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, those
chicken nuggets. Oh man, this dude must stink.
What's this show everyone's watching?
What you call it? The Cisco Kid.
Was that what that is?
Yeah.
Because he's watching it, and then over at the other guys, They're watching it.
It's like John Landis's thing is the, what's it, see you next Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah, here it goes.
Right here. Ooh. Yeah, Eddie.
Yeah.
Dude. Well, they came from behind. Got two in the chest and one through the head.
Yeah, double tap. Double tap chest, one to the head.
Arrows came right through. That was good makeup.
I didn't notice it, but there's his silhouette. Chief Woodenhead silhouette right there.
Oh, by the garage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that until like recently. Look at his dad, man. He got a straight quart in his hand.
See, these guys are watching it too. With the floor model. Dude, did you guys have a floor model?
Who, us?
Yeah, oh, did
we,
you guys?
No, we never did, no.
That's what we I had first.
You guys did, yeah. He started like coming over watching TV at your crib. You guys always had a big TV.
I had the floor model, and then when that floor model went out, we just got another TV and put it right on top of it.
Yeah, just keep plastic on your couches, too.
No, I didn't do that shit. How did that CR right here? What's Ridge Boy's name? I forgot already.
I just call him Ridge Boy. It's
Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh.
He went to his house, got ready, and how did he not love this part right here?
Yep.
He turned around like, the fuck? He probably got it the worst.
Oh, yeah, dude, because that blade.
The tomahawk.
That blade ain't even sharp.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How did they not hear him destroy his Firebird? I mean, the hood was dented, windows all blown out.
Supernatural.
Left his dead body on the hood and shut the garage door. See, is this like the only channel everyone has?
Probably.
Now we're at Sam's house. This big ass buckle. Oh, see?
That's a cool angle. I like that angle.
You ain't killing wood. I like him with his knife. Chief Woodenhead came in through the front door. I like how he's the sound he makes when he's walking.
Dude, he's got, is those tampons in the back of the toilet?
Well, I'm sure he doesn't live with his by himself. He should have shoved that shotgun behind him. Yeah. he pulled Ben through the wall, cut his hair off. I don't use those blankets, those wool blankets, until it's hella cold.
No, man. Get all itchy, too.
No, I feel itchy. Ben woke up. He's got the
Alinde in his hands.
Yeah.
The rock candy.
See, he knew. He went straight back over to the store. Chief Woodenhead standing there back in front of the store holding, he scalped Ben. He's holding his hair.
Sam. Sam.
Sam. I'm sorry. That fresh blood dripping down the hair.
Damn.
I mean, that's a good, to me, good design. The whole body sculpt.
Yeah. I got it.
That's weak, man. Fucking Ben and Martha, or Ray and Martha are still laying inside the store.
They're laying in there getting ripe.
Yeah. Well, that's the end of Whole Chief Woodenhead, everyone.
Terrible price to pay.
Get what it? The hell? Wait, what the fuck was that? I didn't even notice that before. I mean,
that drawing?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, he had headband on.
He did. Oh, man, the creep. Again, that's what they think of us. The creep, if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, the creep is got one hand up and he got a headband on and the feather and the long hair. Ah, Hollywood, that's, everyone.
That's the guy, man. The best Indian on TV in our past was, what was the kid's name? Jimmy Kataya?
From
Brady Bunch?
No, it was Jimmy Pacoima, I think. I know, what's his name? Tonto. he was real, but I don't think that boy was.
Jay Silverheels? Yeah. Yeah, because I don't know. I don't know how many people ever tried to put baked beans in a flashlight.
Well, do what you got to do, man. He didn't care. He was hungry.
Brought some hot dogs and some baked beans. Jimmy Nakai.
Is that his name?
I think that's what his name was.
Oh, I don't remember. I just remember when Alice comes up and sees Jimmy's dad. Or no, I think that was his grandpa. Alice sees him and he sees her and then she goes, Yatta Hai.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Hollywood, everyone. I mean, nothing against Alice. I love Alice. But that's Old Chief Woodenhead. I mean, if you guys have not seen this film, I mean, I love it. I mean, it's not as good as the first one, but I love the stories in this one. There was only three stories in this one. The other one had what, four or five?
The other one had five. This one had Chief Woodenhead,
the raft.
The raft and
Hitchhiker.
The Hitchhiker, yeah.
Was it? Yeah, and then they had the wraparound story, the animated wraparound story.
Oh,
I like the wraparound in the first one.
I hated that kid's voice.
The bully kid?
Yeah, he's like, what are you going to do? Grow some more pansies like yourself? Yeah, Jimmy Pacaya.
Is that his name? Did you look it up?
And Chief Eagle Cloud, who is Jay Silverheels with Tonto.
Oh man.
He's all how what? There's a picture of him right here, man. He's all decked out in a ribbon shirt and his squash blossom belt and his headband.
See, I guess we're not real if we don't have headbands on. even at the end when they're all sitting around it was like a three part. But at the end when they're all sitting around there and when they were giving them all Indian names, I was like, oh my God, come on.
Yeah, God damn. I mean, people know what it takes to get named. Like, I got named right when I was little.
It's like, they don't just know them for a couple hours and I'm going to give you a name. I think Bobby was like little bear that lost his way. And
God,
I think they called. No, Peter couldn't. He said a few names to him, and Peter was like, "What?" And then he just, "I come back to you." And I think he called Greg like Stalking Wolf or something like that.
God,
that was crazy.
They should have started singing "When It's Time to Change."
And then they had them all dancing at the end. Oh, like,
okay, here we go. So, Mike, the dad, was Big Eagle of Large Nest. And Carol's was Yellow Flower with Many Petals. Greg is Stalking Wolf.
Hey, that sounds good, man.
Let's see. Peter is either Middle Buffalo or Sleeping Lizard.
Yeah, I'll come back to you.
Yeah, Cindy's Wandering Blossom. Bobby Little Bear Who Loses His Way.
I'm good, everyone.
Jan is Dove of Morning Light.
So I would not remember them.
The Brady Braves.
Did Alice get a name?
Let's see what's let's see. Marsha, Willow Dancing in the Wind, and Alice's Squaw in Waiting.
Oh damn. Squaw.
It's like I hope it's a short wait. It was because Sam the Butcher brought the meat later on.
Hey, yeah, he did. Oh man, Squaw. Look up the whole Squaw Valley debacle that's going on. I know they changed the name, but I don't remember what they called it, and everybody was flipping out. Why are you gonna change the name and cancel culture this and that? I'm like, shut the fuck up. I mean, but because I went up to Squaw Valley, we were in the gondola riding up to the top, and someone heard the guy was talking about, yeah, back in whatever this area, and why they call it Squaw Valley. And I said, do you know what squaw means? And he looked at me like, what? I said, that means like, it was like a derogatory term that they used to call Native women. And this is what my friend told me. She said basically it meant pussy, like pussy. Yeah, yeah. And I told him that, and he was like, well, I don't know. I was like, dude, look who you're talking to. And I remember this one lady that was in the gondola was like, really? I said, yeah. I said, that's what this is. It's not a good, cool name.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, well, I didn't know that. And this was like fucking 10 years ago when I said that to that dude.
See, look, I just sent you a picture of Squaw Valley.
Whoa. Oh man.
Oh shit.
Oh man. Hardcore.
Yeah.
The internet is savage, everybody.
Me and the wife went out to dinner was a couple weeks ago, and we went to this restaurant and they asked like if she wanted toast. And she's like, yeah, what kind of toast do you have? They said, we have white wheat and squaw bread.
What?
And I looked at her. I was like, what? And I said, what's squaw bread? And she's like, I'll try that, I guess. And I don't know. I didn't get to eat it. I stuck with what I have. But I was like, squaw bread? And I was like, okay, man. But yeah, going up there, when we was up there this weekend, they still had the signs out, Squaw Valley.
Squaw bread.
It's squaw bread.
It's all right. I had to look it up. Squaw bread is a healthy bread made with rye flour, molasses, honey butter, cocoa powder, and cornmeal. Sounds good. I just don't like the name. Squaw bread is made with rye and molasses. It was first made by German immigrants in the 1800s.
Someone said, what do they call squaw bread now? It's called Cucamonga Sweet Wheat.
Says they took inspiration from Native Americans. This is the reason squaw bread is similar to American rye bread. Oh my god.
The squaw. What was the hours? It's like I want one more for my friend. Make her an Indian. No, not with a turban. You know, squaw.
Oh, man. Hollywood, everybody, man. Shit. Disrespecting us. I sent you that picture. You see it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Squaw bread.
It's just fucking... Oh, what the fuck? it's like a regular loaf of bread wrapped up in plastic and everything. Squaw bread made by Milton's Cafe Bakers, all natural squaw bread.
Dude, I wish you were here earlier. I was gonna say, let's we should go to Spirit and buy a whole bunch of those native costumes and like just walk around and name people and then hand them to them.
Oh, fuck.
Walk, hey, man, come here. Come here, man. Hey, look. You look like
the little bear that lost his way.
Little bear that lost his way. Here, you're now native. Hand him one of those costumes. So what you got to put it on right now.
You're a stalking wolf. Here you go.
Here, you're yellow running river.
Yeah, put it on right now.
Oh, we call them a washout. What did my grandma used to call strippers in Washoe? She called them Delaco Wiggis, which means like literally means wild panties. What? That's what my grandma used to call all that Delaco Wiggis down there by the casino. Like, what? You go down there and get older, you're like, oh yeah.
Oh man. I mean, Hollywood, I mean, it's come a long way, but it's.
But has it?
It has. Well, it's still not as bad, but I think the last thing that made me mad was that movie, The Darkness. Have you seen that with Kevin Bacon?
That made me laugh. Like that one, and I don't know, man. Hollywood still got a long way to go because like they cast an Asian chick in Wind River
to play that. The one that got killed or raped, she ran her.
It's like, come on, man. Like they still can't find, you know, like the greatest, like, casting change was a Platoon. Oliver Stone wrote Sergeant Elias was supposed to be an Apache guy, but at that time, I guess they couldn't find no actors. So they just changed it to Willem Dafoe.
I couldn't tell you there was actors. It wasn't like there wasn't any, but
yeah, but I think
I don't know who they could have gotten.
One of the best stories was like how they had to have bodyguards on the set of Predator for Sonny Landon. Yeah. he'd get boozy and get unruly trying to fight Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
This story is cool. I would, if they ever gave me a budget and let me remake that Chief Woodenhead story, I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Wikipedia stuff. It doesn't say what tribe they are. It just says Benjamin White Moon, the elder of the local Native American tribe. That's it. It doesn't.
Because those kind of names like White Moon and all that, those are like Plains. You know, if you're in the Southwest, you see like Nez, Yazzie, Begay, Ferguson. I mean, it's just those kind of like you get to know all the names around there.
Yeah. But I mean, I do like this story. It's got its place in, horror. If you want to throw native horror history, I don't know, but I like this one. It had a good outcome. It had the story was there. I mean, the story that Stephen King wrote. I mean, having two people that ran the store and dealing with the local natives and having the elders have that that bond between, because I mean Ben and Ray were cool with each other and they always greeted each other with respect. They didn't that old white man, oh that old Indian dude. No, there was none of that. I mean, that's why I loved both of those characters and how they were. But Martha, at least she was thinking that everyone was taking advantage of them, of his niceness. But I'm glad that she came around and saw that's not what they were doing. Because even Ben said, he goes, look, he goes, you have to take this because you're just gonna make us seem like beggars. So I mean, the story was really cool. Man, if I ever got a chance to sit down with Stephen King, I would ask him about, I got like a billion questions to ask him, but I would definitely talk about this, like where did you come up with this idea for this story. But All right, everyone, that is going to be it this episode. Just wanted to give a little commentary track for that old Chief Wooden Head. So, yeah, dude. Any people from NECA, if you're listening, come on, get the rights to that and make it. Well, shit, they made Creep. Well, not the original Creep. They made the Creep from the new Creep show that's on Shudder. I haven't even watched this third season yet. Have you watched any of it?
Nah, I haven't got into it. I'm still trying to get through these movies on those Blumhouse movies on Amazon.
Are they any good? Everyone's saying they're no good.
These ones, I've only watched one, and I kind of stopped halfway through it. It wasn't doing anything for me, but the first ones were good. Okay. My favorite one in that first bunch was The Lie.
One of my buddies listened to the one we did episodes back, Midnight Mass. He was like, man, because he went to Catholic school. So he was like, yeah, he goes, Mike know a lot. I said, well, shit, he went to Catholic school for 12 years.
That shit was beating into me daily. Yep, I should have been crucified for everybody's sins.
All right, everyone. Mike will be back for more this month. We're only, I don't even think we're almost to the halfway point of this month, but we're still going strong. So, yeah, everyone come back tomorrow for something else. I don't know what it is. Just come back and find out. So, until everyone, you guys all be safe out there and party on.